Now, this doesn't come directly from us. In fact, it comes from Ohio.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my first take was that. But I got to say that it's perhaps something that could be applied to Detroit Lions fans. Because, you know, as much as we talk about bad football, Ohio's got to deal with both Cleveland and Cincinnati.
True. They may have Ohio State, but they have to deal with the Bungles and the Browns.
They do. A person in Ohio is starting a petition.
Yes.
Did you hear about this?
I've seen it, yeah.
It's to make Bengals and Browns fans an official medical marijuana condition in hopes that they could be included in necessities of needing medical marijuana.
Right, yes, in order to deal with having to watch them.
Apparently, the petition was submitted to the State Medical Board of Ohio last month. The board requires information from experts who specialize in studying conditions such as this, relevant medical and scientific evidence, and letters of support from doctors. I'm sure we could get all that for Lions fans. I don't think there's any question about it. We've got 50 years of data that's ready to be released, for goodness sake. Even more than 60 years, actually, isn't it now?
Yeah.
It says, though, this is actually not the first time. Apparently, last year, more than 100 petitions. More than 100 petitions for other conditions were submitted last year.
Well, not for the Browns.
All were rejected by the board, so... Yeah.
Well, this makes sense, Charlie, because, I mean, the Cleveland Browns mascot is an elf. Somebody had to be high when they decided to create an elf mascot. An elf!
Of all things. Which is why sometimes you appreciate teams that don't have mascots.
That's true.
Because you're always afraid of what it might be.
Yeah, right.
Like for the Michigan Wolverines.
That's right.
So, I don't know if this is going to go anywhere. Rob Ryan, who heads the pro-cannabis coalition of the Ohio Patient Network, says he's not expecting a different outcome of this being something that's going to be passed.
No?
But he says perhaps if that doesn't happen, maybe instead of selling beer at the stadium, they could sell marijuana. So, like I said, it's not here, but this might be something that could be applied to Lions fans.
True.
Well, hey, we could join. I mean, couldn't we, if we do this, couldn't we prove there's like some mass condition going on? Centered around the Midwest area of Michigan and Ohio.
Allow them to smoke it in Ford Field. Maybe the Lions would get on a high.
Hey,
score some points or something.
Well, think of it. Boy, if you had a bunch of people do that in a closed stadium.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. You can get a contact high there.
I think Cheech and Chong did a bit on that, so that's okay. Yeah.
Lions are saying, go ahead. Concession sales are going to go up.
Oh, yes, they will.
Oh, yeah, right.
We're going to make a mint.
Man, going to sell those tacos.
Oh, man.
Guaranteed there wouldn't be much fighting in the stands like you get now.
Oh, there you go.
Everybody would be
happy. Look, the Lions are getting killed again. Who cares? We'll have to follow this and see if it goes anywhere.
Oh, man.
On that note, do I have time for that? Yeah, real quick. Let me squeeze this in just because it's got to do with did I miss this story or is this something new? Only because it concerns marijuana again in a town in Michigan. It says here that Bessemer, you know, in the UP, is buying an odor detection device and drafting an ordinance to crack down on the unpleasant smell of blooming marijuana plants.
Yeah,
they say the town smells like a skunk.
Exactly.
By the way, I didn't park in my usual spot this morning where I drove in. There was a skunk occupying my spot.
Oh, no.
So I steered clear of that spot.
Good idea there. Hey, who knew? The town of Bessemer, the marijuana capital of Michigan, apparently.
Right.
Yeah, it says here that there's a skunk-like odor. When marijuana plants bloom indoors, it can last for weeks, and some houses need air filtration systems.
Well, there you go. That's what they're dealing with.
Well,
we had in southern Saginaw County at one point, we had some people complaining about concerns about marijuana odors with a grow facility.
So what do you want in this area? You want marijuana odors or you want sugar beet odors? Just thought I'd throw it out there. Or with all the farming and agriculture, there are other odors too.
Yeah.
Live with it.